Because I've got a little thinker to kind of start us off today.
You do?
Well, we're not starting like that with the most low.
I got a little thinker with the thinky thoughts. Dude, look at the glasses I got.
That's how we're going to start. We're going to start with,
I got think a little... I've got something that I'll get us tinkering. Cornelius, take it away.
Let's get some beers. Goosh, goosh.
Take us away, Cornelius. Do you that think was it's... the hypest intro of all time. John Marsh.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Everybody.
Oh, let's do a Garrett hype up.
Yeah.
Garrett, why don't you intro us?
Hi, news here.
Hi, here we are. It's episode...
Here's the weather.
It's episode 64.
Eat a dick.
Is it episode 64 and we're
I don't give a fuck
it.
What episode it is. Shut the fuck up and
there
start.
There he is. There he is. There he is.
Come How on, about, man. How's that?
No, I don't want to start anymore.
Let's hang out. Get some beers. Let's hang out. Get some beers, man.
All right. Well,
I don't want to start.
Hamas.
Sucks.
you wanted me to start.
Okay.
You wanted me to start.
I was...
Start.
I was in the Taco Bell drive-thru today and the guy... he wasn't Dutch. He was...
Nordic.
Swedish. What's it from when you're from Finland?
Finish
your beer.
I will get another.
Hey, hypest intro.
See, I actually like that. You should have let me in. Well,
yeah,
I would have not called you.
It was up to whoever.
All those
got
names
it.
In my mind.
Well, that's a good one. I like that one.
All that ice already melt. God damn, it's hot in here.
It's warm.
It's warm.
Go ahead and chug that.
Warm atmosphere.
Finish your beer. Who gets White Claws, by the way, these days?
Never mind. There's no loss.
For the record, they weren't purchased by anyone.
Okay, but this is the thing I was actually going to do because
they were donated.
I loved that start. Morton, finish it. It's not a...
not a suggestion, jackass.
The joke wasn't go crack a new one.
Yeah.
Finish your beer.
What is this chug? This is for the people.
Check.
He fucked. Oh, my God. You are such a cuck. The Navy is right. The United States Navy is never
wrong. Come on, dude. You think if the Navy saw you fucking
six sipping
a black cherry White Claw, they're going to change their mind about you?
What is it? The USS?
Nevada, Missouri.
No, is it the Missouri?
No, they just got sent to
Iowa.
Get sent to fucking Hamas?
They might have got them.
I think they're the first ship over there.
Really?
Were they?
There's a high chance.
That would be actually pretty lit if we knew our boys are the ones handling it.
Those boys are handling business over there. We appreciate you.
Dude, if they're over there, let's go, dude. We're pretty much in the Army, if you think about it.
You're not.
We are honorary members.
They're not doing it for you.
We're honorary members of the USS Iowa.
Yeah, they're not doing it.
It's not USS Iowa.
I'm pretty sure it's Iowa.
I don't think it was the Iowa. But
fuck. Ayahuasca, maybe.
Maybe if I type in USS.
If you type in USS, like there's not 3,000.
Well, I'm just saying in recent searches.
Well, yeah, you did look them up.
USS Air Carrier.
It had a cool name. Could have been the Iowa. I don't think it was a state. I think it was something badass.
Could have been anything.
Maybe I'm just thinking of Hawkeyes because the Hawkeyes are from Iowa, right?
Yeah. Anyways.
Did you actually have a thinker to thought?
Yeah. Do you think it's nice?
Oh, that was just bait.
Yeah, that was bait.
Okay.
Okay.
Bait car. Do you think it's nice or kind of fucked up to say... have a good day back to someone who's working an absolute shithole job, like fast food or like the DMV. Like
when anyone that's working,
when they're like have a good day, and you're like you have a good day too, or you're like you too.
I don't think
like
it's.
I think it's kind of
no. It's backhanded. It's childish.
Right?
It's insulting.
It's,
yeah.
It's absolutely.
Yeah, we know they're not gonna
it's
have
like
a good
you
day.
You know. Yeah, they're
this is a bad day
like,
for them. Was there a build on top of that? Just fuck people that work.
Build. There was no return joke on
that. There was no crescendo.
It's not fucked up, but they know you're not serious.
I just felt kind of dumb saying it back to like someone like that when they're having an ass day. Like it's if almost, you said to someone at customer service that like have a nice day.
You should just be like, I fucking will.
Or like the Wells Fargo phone representative. Like you know it's just not going well for them.
Yeah, they're having the fucking customer service guy at Wells Fargo.
Ooh, my least favorite thing is those like conversations where they have like a script for the ending of the conversation. All right, is there anything else I can assist you with today? All right, thank you so much for calling Wells Fargo Bank, blah, 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 blah. Established in 1950. I'm just like click and hang up before they even get into
that. I think
they
want that.
I'm just like, please stop.
Yeah.
Please
think about how jazzy you'd be if you didn't have to finish that every time.
Like, yeah, in what scenario is a robotic script will get like the perfect, like, oh, what a friendly touch at the end of that conversation.
I don't even know why they need a fucking person doing that shit.
I like a person.
Most of them don't know what they're doing.
I don't like the robot.
They never work.
You like the robot?
No. Give me a better robot. Put it on the internet.
AI it?
Yeah.
You're supposed to have that.
That's the movement.
Yeah.
Stop making me call.
Well, maybe stop calling. They all have AI chatbots.
No, today I had to call. I got some fucking $19 check from Wells Fargo for bad fees or something.
They gave
bad fees?
Yeah, bad fees.
Spooky fees.
Spooky,
ghostly fees. They gave you a check?
Yeah, they gave me a check for $19. Because I didn't get the check. They sent me a notice that said, did you get the check?
Oh, they got sued again for doing sneaky fucking shit.
Wells Fargo is notorious. I didn't get a check.
Yeah, they don't fuck with you. There's no money in there.
It depends. How long have you had an account there? It depends. It could have been from like 10 years ago.
I've had an account since I was 17.
I'm out of Wells Fargo, dude. I'm out.
You're out? What are you going to do? Where are you going to fucking go? Citibank? Shitty bank?
No, I have Schwab.
You're going to go Shitty Bank?
No, I have Schwab, which is fucking, they're gas, dude.
Oh, bet.
No ATM fees at any time.
Dude, the online banks are the way
to
go.
You didn't sound so sure about that.
I know. Because none of them have, the online banks are lit because none of them have ATMs, so they just get let you use any ATM for free.
It's crazy. It's absolute brazen.
I like the fees.
So the fees are going to be the finance.
You need to have the fees on an ATM or else you're just going to keep going back. You need to have that stopper at the strip.
No, because when you're desperate enough to need it.
When you go back for that second $200 withdrawal and you see the $6 ATM fee at the club, that's...
It does sting harder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially if you're in Vegas.
I was willing to... The fees are $20.
And you're only taking out
$40. Yeah, exactly.
It's a $19 service charge in Vegas and you're taking out $40 to go to the blackjack table.
And burn it.
It's like, well, now I already lost half, so even if I win...
Oh, there's nothing better than...
That's good stuff.
Pulling out no money. No money. Fuck, that shit hits. Speaking of Vegas, we haven't been there in a minute.
For good reason.
Yeah. For the right, that's a right call.
That's a place I don't know that I ever need to go back to.
Yeah.
But I'll be back with a vengeance.
We have to do it for 30, I think.
No. That's depressing.
Yeah, 21's fun. 30's sad.
Going for 30, that's like...
Come on, what else do we have?
We might as well go to like our reunion high school football game or something and watch...
Oh, when is that?
Never. Speaking of, when is that?
Okay. Right.
What do you got, Piggy?
Okay. Have you guys seen any of the girl draft memes?
Yes.
Dude, those
rip
are so fucking good. Have you seen that?
I don't think so.
So there was like minor talks about women being allowed to be in the draft if there were one.
Oh, women like, okay, this, yeah. The women's military draft.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's a bunch of videos of like me and the girls on our first like war shift and shit like that. It's fucking unreal.
But they're all just like fucking, they're like, shoot them. I'm trying, Bethany.
That's wholesome.
But so that got me thinking, what field would have the most legendary downfall if men had to take it over? So there's, these are all like 80% above of girls do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's therapists, kindergarten teachers, cosmetologists, which is hair, skin, nails, and interior design.
Mm. Oh, fuck. I was so sure until you said interior design.
Yeah.
Because it would be kindergarten teacher number one.
That's got to be. So basically the entire school system at that point.
Every kid is...
You could just do teacher because it's teacher. Like 80% of teachers.
Yeah, teacher would be rough.
Teachers would be rough.
Actually, there could be some pros there. I could spin zone that.
Did you have a male teacher?
I've had male teachers.
Yeah. I had two and not a lot gets done. One of them had like, you could, on Fridays, it's like you could play with a fucking bunch of pets in the back of the class.
That's lit.
They don't give a fuck about shit.
But I think there would be some pros, like maybe just like kids crying, which should be like figured out.
They're good at science. Yeah, that's one of the pros. Yeah,
like science math would be better.
Yeah.
What was it? Cosmetology would be a tough. No, the gays could take over that.
They would body that.
Yeah, gays would take that. And same with interior design. Now, if you think gay dudes take over the girl job,
it's such
fine.
A small proportion.
But
we need to fill in a lot of jobs here.
Okay, that's fair. So some straight men are going to have to do it.
Because the gays could so do the cosmetology.
Oh, they would body it.
I think interior design would be rough for men.
You think? Wait, you're crossing off therapy?
I feel like there are male therapists.
Okay, so I have one for my fucking... My ADD prescription, they're fucking, they don't give a fuck about shit, dude.
Well, you're not actually going for a therapist.
No, but he's supposed to be that. It's like a therapy session.
What do you mean?
Like, yeah, but you're like not, he's supposed you're not going to like, with any actual issue.
Yeah, that's not,
you can't gauge it off of your different. Need. You're just like, oh, I can't focus.
Yeah, every time you go in, he's
well,
like,
well, I guess I am
doing?
Faking
like,
it. And then every time I go in there, I'm just like, I'm fine, dude. Let me get the fuck out of
here. He's helping you every time correctly.
That's fair.
You're going in there like, I can't look at this goldfish.
Which one would be the worst collapse?
But think about it. If you did therapist, though, it would be a guy in the seat every time a girl was complaining about something.
Okay, that would be... Yeah, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, that's...
That would be fucking rough. Yeah,
I'd be like, oh shit, dude.
See, like at least that one, I feel like there's like a there's a standard for the getting your degree to where it, they could, even though men would be worse at it, they would still have the training.
That's true.
Like the interior design one for me is just like, I know that technically there's school for that. You can go to school to be a like architectural design, like
that's,
those kind of designs.
That's completely different. Interior design,
but like,
is just like
interior taste. Design is just. Does
it's,
that look
it's
good?
It's just not in our DNA.
It does that look good? And yeah. I don't think we'd ever get there.
Because they think of like a print or something that would look
or
good over there.
And yeah. There's a lot of guys who are good at it, even non-gay men. But like, yes. There's not a lot.
I think if it was purely left, like if men's, because it's influenced by what women think is good. Like the men who are doing it probably aren't like innovating a lot. They're just able to see what the women have chosen and yeah. Institute, like put that in. If we just had to come up with it.
It's tough, dude.
It would be a lot of fucking, like, industrial would be maybe. Yeah.
A lot of, like,
let's
high.
Paint this house iron
of,
color.
Yeah, a lot of metal.
I think we should do metal.
A lot of metal.
All the fucking houses are made out of metal again.
Metal and, like, wood.
Yeah. We all live in log cabins again.
You know, you need to paint it. Just
there's
wood.
No cupboards. Everything's just out. Yeah, so I can see it over there.
Yeah. Why do I have to open a door?
I don't have to look for it. Yeah.
Just kind of keep it how they built it right there. Yeah.
The bed's just all of the blankets on top of it. Like,
they're yeah, they're throw there. Pillow industry goes out the window yeah. Tomorrow.
This looks
that
good
whole
to me.
Fucking thing is gone.
Oh,
what were the other ones?
Okay,
there was another one. The first one. What was the first?
Therapists, kindergarten teachers, cosmetologists, interior design.
Cosmetologists would be
okay. So let's do. I guess we just gotta
let's do all of them.
We got to do us as the
okay,
fillers.
If we're talking about what would actually collapse, women would just start doing their own makeup. So that would be, they would probably be okay.
The whole, if men were doing the cosmetology part of it, then women would not go to do it.
Yeah. And more okay. Men would probably go.
Yeah.
We'd be the sexier gender.
I wonder what it would feel like to go in as, if men did that, like how, what would we get done?
I've done it before.
Eyelashes?
Let's fucking shave your head and your eyebrows.
Eyebrows. Trim
oh,
those
yeah.
up.
Oh, getting your eyebrows trimmed is lit.
Pore sealing.
Yeah, we seal
thin
your pores.
The pores.
Yeah, we went ahead and sealed your
did you
pores.
Say, did you just say getting your eyebrows trimmed is lit?
Yeah.
How?
I have long ass eyebrows, dude, and they're orange and shit.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah, I'm turning into a
the
fucking,
longest eyebrows.
I swear to God,
the
I
the only time a barber did that to me without my consent, I literally, like... could not stand
out. So you got raped by you got
he,
eyebrow
no,
raped?
I did. I did.
He, what did he do?
He just put like a little comb through and did it. And I was like, what the fuck? And I was
dude,
like,
that shit's lit.
He already did one, so I'm kind of fucked here. So he's got to do the other one. And they just looked so small and dainty.
Dude,
yeah.
They're fresh brows. You are a big brow guy though. But back to the question. Biggest downfall?
Biggest actual downfall? The only one that would maybe therapy in today's day and age or schooling?
Yeah, it's got to be between teachers and interior design, doesn't it?
Because
no, we could
one,
we could do interior design. Look at this garage. Well,
what would be
another
more,
one?
What would be more crucial to humanity?
Well, another one that would be rough with the all men teachers is I feel like men are responsible for a lot of fucking the kids ones. Like a lot of
so
the,
much more.
A lot of the stories are the
kids.
High school like
guys fuck way more kids.
Yeah, and
actually, I feel like the ones in high school is a lot more.
No,
women
it's
teachers.
All women.
I'm serious.
Which schools are those? Because I want to send my kid up.
Which district has the highest teacher fucking kids ratio?
Which district fucks the most kids?
Maybe it's because those are the only ones that we pay attention to in the news. Is when you see like a good looking teacher that's like, oh, this teacher sexually assaulted a student. We're like, fuck yeah. We're like, good for that kid,
dude. Maybe. I bet they get big numbers the next year for the single dad homes. They're like, we got to put you in this school.
Well, the teachers go to prison.
Well,
but
if you find out about it, then it's usually
if there's
over.
One, there's two.
If you've heard about it, that teacher's never teaching again.
No, that school probably loses a bunch of kids. They're all the dads are like, fuck you for firing that hot bitch for fucking kids.
This segment's getting hairy.
This school's a hot zone. We need to get you in a new one, more teachers. Yeah.
We need to get you to one where they haven't been.
Well, they haven't caught
on
yet. Yeah. They haven't caught on yet.
Yeah, that one doesn't busted. Have one. That one doesn't have one.
School's busted,
Which school hasn't had a teacher busted for it yet?
Single dads Googling which school to take their kids to.
All right, let's all take a vote then.
I think we got it on that one.
Teachers?
Yeah, I think teachers is it.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, there's something about the patience of a woman handling young children, especially.
I mean, if I was going to throw another ones in there, maybe like a nurse would be a rough one.
if all guys were nurses.
Yeah.
Like taking care of just maybe just taking
just
care
being nice
of
people. To people.
Yeah.
Caring about people's feelings.
It's like it's just hard to think of ones that they're good at. That's it. That's all.
Yeah,
I got.
We'd blow teachers okay. for sure. Ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna take a quick break from the show because we're brought to you by Manscaped today, who has taken a step up from Balloween to bring your face the cleanest shave it's ever seen. So this season, no need to toil and trouble. Manscapes, all new fucking the handyman, dude. Let me tell you about the handyman. Actually,
do it.
This is just me right now.
Okay. It.
Rips. It's a close shave. Doesn't fuck your shit up.
Haven't used the regular razor since I got it.
Haven't. Actually haven't.
Me neither.
The handicake. The handyman fucks ass. I would hop on that. And it's also the best way to get rid of that stubble. Featuring a compact design and next-gen skin-safe technology, the handyman was designed to give you that smooth finish without the mess of the traditional shave. It sucks up the hairs. Did you guys notice?
Yeah, it slurps them up.
It slurps up the hairs.
It's got a slurp hair slurping tech.
Yeah.
Hair slurping tech.
Yeah, hair slurping tech doesn't just fall everywhere. It sucks.
Yeah, it sucks up.
HST.
The handyman sucks your fucking shit up. And also, get the sweetest treat this Halloween by going to manscaped.com and use code NOFOMO for 20% off plus free shipping at checkout. It may be spooky season, but you don't want to scare people with that scraggly beard. Give them something to look at with Manscaped's handyman. Now back to the show. Okay. Coming to my thought bubble here.
These are usually hard.
We are a panel of evil female super geniuses modifying the male genetic code to give men a period every month. How's it going to work?
Like genetically, like, or physiologically, how's it going to happen?
Just like the physical symptoms of it.
I've got it. Okay. So the essence of it is this. For every day you don't ejaculate, that you have to pay that as like a due at the end of the month, right? So say you only ejaculated 27 times, you have like 3 days worth of built up ejaculate. For some people, they'd have like 30 days. So it comes out in a solid form and it's incredibly painful.
Mm.
And it comes out in like little, almost like kidney stones. But on top
of that, Tic Tacs?
So the symptoms would be like just insane, like testosterone, like roid rage. And okay. you would just fly off the handle at anything for like the last whatever week of the month or whenever your cycle would be.
I think that's what we would want it to be. If it was girls trying to make it evilly towards us, they would make it wait. It wouldn't be an option. You wouldn't get to beat off and not get it.
Oh yeah, we'd just all be beaten off. But I like where you're going.
Yeah. If it was evil women.
That was I'm spitballing here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't have more than 13 seconds to think about mm-hmm. this.
I'm saying for like a week, your balls are fucking swollen like a fucking bounce. Like they're just overflowing with fucking.
Well, that's what I was saying. Like they're kind of your bank like builds up.
They ooze cum.
And at
out
the end of the month, it's just like this, you have balls. This huge debt to pay.
Yeah, that I like the debt to pay.
I guess the option to not have it happen by having sex or masturbating doesn't fit in. But okay, say whatever happens throughout the month doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. You just get massive swollen balls to the point where you can't move your legs in closer than like a fucking 45 degree angle.
Yeah, you got to wobble walk. You're making too much cum for a whole week. This is your man.
Balls get pregnant.
Yeah, like
your
balls get pregnant.
Girls have like period pants.
Yeah,
like we have to wear like a specific set of like low cut ball jeans,
ball sweats.
So like you see a guy out in the club and he's wearing like a suit and he's just got the ball cut jeans hanging down to his knees.
And you're super sad too.
You like can't cum either.
You can't come
during that time.
Can't
you can't come.
Yeah, you can't come.
Yeah, that would get hard.
Can't come. Can't get hard. You're sad. You're really sad, and you have swollen.
Like
balls.
All you need to do is dump a load, and you can't.
Mm.
And your dick's fucking tiny. It's hard to piss over those fat balls. You're pissing all over your balls.
You'd be super empathetic to like women's problems the whole week too.
Oh yeah.
Like they'd be coming to you, and you'd be like, "Oh my god, I can't believe you saw a kitten in the street.
We should adopt it."
I'm trying to think of how we can make it benefit them more.
Does period benefit us at all?
No, but I'm just these are female evil geniuses.
Or what if you can't?
So they're trying to punish us, really.
They're trying to punish us.
Oh, okay.
So but if it was going to benefit them, say it's like your significant other is in on this as well.
Mm-hmm.
It does get hard, but you get no pleasure from it. So they just sit there and they ride it and just beat your balls to shit.
Maybe it vibrates.
Ooh, it turns into like a vibrator.
Or you're hard for a whole week. but yeah. you can't feel anything.
And they know. So they're just all over you that whole week.
You're hard and sad for a whole week.
And they can smell it.
Yeah.
They're like, come here.
I like
babe.
The idea of them being sad for some reason.
They're ravenous and you're just depressed as shit.
Yeah. You're sad and hard for like a whole week.
Like a girl smells it on you, like, oh, he's hard for a whole week. I'm in.
You're just so not in the mood.
Yeah. You're not in the mood, but you're fucking hard. Yeah. And it hurts.
And it's painful.
Balls.
And sad.
It might be more mean if maybe not you can't come, but you can get close to it.
Oh,
you could almost come.
Edge.
But you are your blue balls for a week?
Yeah, your blue balls.
But imagine like 10x. You're already.
Is that our period? Just blue balls? We could get
that
blue
is
balls.
Our period.
Just bad.
We just don't get it very often.
That is not.
That's our period. We get it like every 5 years.
Pretty close, dude. Every 5 years.
You get it once every 5 years.
It's more often the younger you are, and it kind of decreases.
Well, yeah, because you know you're like, I got to take care of this.
Yeah. I have to do this. It's now. Today is now.
You don't watch the whole movie on the couch with them, like just rubbing up against it.
Yeah.
And saying no.
Yeah.
You try to grab a tit for the entirety of Shrek and it's just stop it.
Yeah, you stop grabbing tits for Shrek. It's easy.
Okay.
All right. I feel like we accomplished that.
Those are rough eras.
Oh, I can't believe I forgot about this. You guys see the Bigfoot sighting?
The newest one?
Yeah.
I did.
The what?
Bigfoot sighting.
Bigfoot sighting.
I'm just going to say this.
It's him.
All the alien shit. I'm fucking jazzed off this.
Can you give me
something? There's a train going by.
It's a fucking fire clip.
There's a train going by in like the mountains, and literally the best like view of Bigfoot I've ever seen is just like him walking. It's him walking, and then he like sees the train, and then he like kind of lays down and looks like he tries to hide.
Okay.
But it's lit, and if we had more Bigfoot news, I'd be more distracted about the wars and whatever, the taxes going up and the interest rates and all that. They need to do more Bigfoot news than alien news.
Okay, so
I think they're missing on this. And I think they just tried it out and they saw how much hype it got.
Bigfoot's big hype.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's got way more buying power.
But hold the fuck on.
I swear the video I saw was so much better quality, but goddamn, can I not find a decent picture of this? It's the same.
Hey, here's the thing about low quality videos. Nothing takes low quality videos.
Oh no, it's just so far away. The zoom makes it low quality.
Train.
Is he 3 years away?
He's probably pretty far. He's out in the mountains. They're on a train.
Well, and what news did this make? I need to know how
it was on every news.
Bigfoot spotted in Colorado in broad daylight.
Do people not know you could just fucking edit videos? How do they accept?
Okay,
okay, sorry. This is real. This is real.
With some of the conspiracies that you propagate to deny something like this,
to not give me Bigfoot, dude.
I'm sorry.
Here it is. Here's the. No, this is actually okay. Look.
Okay.
Watch the video. Can you give him the whole video?
I'm gonna give him the video.
Yeah, give him the whole video.
Bigfoot sighting in Colorado.
Okay, look. Okay, so he's like walking, and then he starts ducking when he sees the train come around the bend.
Dude, I'd fucking. Oh, no, that's real. That's real.
What?
Here we go. This is a little bit better.
You can also dress up like Bigfoot.
No, that's him.
Look at it.
It could be a ghillie suit.
That's Bigfoot.
That's Bigfoot. Come on, dude. Have some fun.
I can't. Aliens are irrelevant. We have Bigfoot. What are they going to do?
Oh, the government confirmed aliens. They haven't confirmed Bigfoot yet. I'm in on that.
Yeah, and aliens have small
feet. Also, Bigfoot would be way sicker if that one was real, because if it's been here the whole time and we still haven't found it versus aliens, like they kind of dip in and dip out, like whatever.
Yeah, he's just the most legendary hide and seek fucking player of all time.
Yeah, he's the goat of hide and seek. That's why he is still hidden. His origin story, if they came out with a Bigfoot movie, would be he's a little kid. They play hide and seek and he's still playing.
Oh, that's fucking good, dude.
Write that down.
You should sell those rights.
Someone write that
down. Holy shit.
He's still
playing. Bigfoot origins.
And he had to start eating animals.
And he was a little kid who just never learned how to fucking be a normal human because he's so good at it.
But he survived.
Yeah, but he's a survivor.
And he's on a high protein diet.
He's from like somewhere like Louisiana or something where they teach kids how to like survive in the
backwoods. And where he probably ate some like radioactive shit.
No, he only eats.
Oh, yeah. He's been eating raw fucking radioactive deer meat this entire time.
And coyotes, yeah. Mm-hmm. Deer and coyote meat.
Really? Comes from a Hungarian family, really hairy.
Yeah. Or Finnish.
Finnish.
He's from Finland. Okay.
Okay, but yeah, I just had to bring that in because
I briefly saw that the other day.
But too, I went on a dive on Bigfoot after that. I got way too hyped up.
No, that's good shit.
And aliens just don't do it for me. I'm a big. Maybe it's like a fetish thing.
I think you might want to fuck Bigfoot.
Maybe. Yeah, it's a fetish thing.
Like, and you know, I'm just not into.
getting probed.
I'm not into feet, but I am into piss play or something. You know, it's one of those. Like, I'm not into aliens, but I am into Bigfoot.
Yeah. So
Bigfoot.
You are into feet, technically.
Yes. So flip that. Yes, I'm not into piss play.
Big hairy ones.
Yeah.
Big hairy ones.
Okay, back.
Fuck Bigfoot is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, we knew that's where you're going with it.
Along the lines of fucking. Okay.
Along those broad lines.
Along those broad lines.
Way to tie that one.
This one's going to be a reach.
Okay. This one's not a reach. This is pretty universal here. Okay.
That was the joke.
Okay. If you blow your load too quick,
which has never happened,
what are the upper and lower limits of how long to keep it going?
Like how many fake like soft pumps you keep doing?
Yeah.
Before you just admit that you came?
Yeah.
Sometimes you could get a minute in there.
Yeah, it kind of depends on how it works for you. If you come, but you've still got like 60%, you can keep that going for a little bit. But if you come and it flops out, if it like, just
it's
dies.
So, it's so circumstantial. Because I swear there's times where
air balloons and everything's out of it.
There's times where I've been like just bricked for like a full 5 minutes after.
Yeah.
And it also depends on how big this moment is. Like, does it matter a lot now?
Yeah, see, like, if you don't care, you can just roll over. And
yeah, if we've been dating. If we're dating. No more pumps.
The answer is zero.
I did it on purpose.
The lower limit is zero.
Yeah. Dave, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Maybe you'll get an I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay, so do we put it into two brackets then?
I think the only time you would actually like consider really caring is if it's like the first few times.
Okay, say you,
because if you put in a couple good performances and then like if I've done a couple good ones and then one time I come pretty quick, I'm like, hey, you know I can do it better. Like,
you remember 5 years ago when I was doing those?
You've seen it before. I can do that.
You remember?
Yeah, you remember. I can fuck you real good. Babe, you remember I have those.
Remember our first date?
Remember that time in the back of the car?
You remember.
You know I could fuck you.
Remember that night I asked you to film us?
No.
And you said no? You remember that time.
Yeah, that's funny.
Despite the lack of video evidence.
But yeah, I would say.
Okay, so if we're being just broad here, the lower limit. Okay,
the lower limit's zero.
Yeah.
But no, the upper limit is like, I think, a minute. Like, it might feel longer to you, but it's probably a minute.
The real question that I'm still not sure about.
Okay.
In this scenario, in practice, is how much do they know?
Oh, how much do they know?
Like, I've definitely been in that situation. I've tried to just like, you know, you keep going.
Keep
but
going.
Like, do you think they're like they know in their head? They're like, hey, it's over. But like, thanks for the effort.
I feel like there's.
I think they know if you're done and you're trying to push.
Well, I mean, they have to be able to feel the difference between 150.
Also, don't act like you don't have any telltale signs for your
phone. We need the comments for this. What percentage chub can they feel? Like, does it have to be?
I think that's one we need to hear from women is like, can you tell when it's gone low?
Yeah.
It's on low battery.
Yeah, like 3/4 to 100. Is it all the same?
I think anything above 3/4, they think you're full rock.
Yeah, it would be interesting.
Because if they've been with you and you're fucked up, like all they're getting is 3/4 anyway.
Yeah, that's
so they think you're fully hard. And you are in what you're capable
of. Yeah, when do they know it's low power mode?
Yeah.
That's what we need to know.
Yeah, what's like the...
But when they do, it's instant. They know immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah, they definitely know. Or, they know.
I say above, anything under like 75%, they're like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Well, outside of the...
Because it starts to fold a little bit. You start pinching them and...
It gets fucking weird. You have to do geometry and shit.
Yeah, it's fucking. You're like, maybe we should switch positions where you don't feel anything.
You're doing the one where you're kind of like pushing it, like to hold the blood in it.
Like, yeah,
you're pushing the baby.
Squeeze around the baby.
Yeah,
totally.
Get up there, motherfucker. Come on, we're doing this.
I totally just can't get that deep in that position.
Or, I mean, there's the other part of it too, is how when it's blasted. How much of that is, can
see,
you
what,
cover up a blast? Can you say like, oh, I didn't really, because you know you've done it and you'd be like, no, I didn't come yet.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, no. How much can they feel of that?
Like, did you come already? Yeah. Like, no, not yet. Obviously
how much of can that they feel can they the blast?
How much of that can they feel is a better question.
With the condom on, I think it's 50-50.
Oh, with the condom, I forgot about condom.
Oh, I didn't. That wasn't even remotely in the conversation.
Oh, shit.
I did not even factor that into my.
Oh, shit, there's a new variable.
We're going to have to redo all this math.
So if you know you're going to come quick, put on a condom because they won't be able to tell, probably.
That always
does
works.
Does it not just get hot that as fuck in there, though?
That always works.
Do the walls just not start sweating as soon as that comes out?
What the condom?
No, I mean, as soon as a little hot magma gets in there, don't you think they feel that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Who turned on the fucking heat?
They feel the magma.
You know? Like, something's spilling.
Yeah, they, you know they feel the magma.
Oh, that sure. was just pre-cum.
Did you spill something?
That did was you not
spill pre-cum. Some of your magma?
We're fucking sick.
Holy shit.
We're sick.
Excuse me, sir. Did you spill Lord. Some of your magma?
Put this at the front.
I'm going to. Yeah. I'm going to. I'm so going to.
Yeah, okay. No, put this at the front.
Holy shit. That was good.
Yeah. I think we do need some input. This is one where it would be nice to have a woman guest and ask her.
No, we're going to get the comments on this.
Mm-hmm. Some insight would be nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like.
Dude, my glasses are fucking up from this shit.
Because there's got to be. It could be one of those things that is still a secret for women.
Like they don't talk about
like
it much?
Like, you know, when girls will post something and they'll be like, hey, I'm going to tell you guys a secret that all women know or something.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it could be one of those that they are still keeping where, like, we know.
Yeah, we know when there's
or magma. It could be one they're completely in the dark in and we just.
That's true, too.
We have the upper hand.
I feel like they could feel the flex, though.
Yeah, because right? I'd be
the
okay.
Twig, the twig.
Let's say even you get a few pumps after. There's an immediate 25% decrease in hardness.
Yeah, but that's still not low power mode.
But like they have to notice that little.
Yeah, how much can you tell? How much?
Tell us. How much can you tell us? Yeah,
we want you to tell us.
How much you can tell.
Okay, good one. That's a good one.
That's
thank
a
you.
Good one.
Thought provoking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see here. Okay. How do you know the difference between there's something smelly outside and I've been crop dusted?
That's oh, okay.
It's a sting. It's a stinging effect. It hurts.
Where are you?
In line at Disneyland? I know that wasn't just... Oh, I was smelling churros and now I smell someone's
yeah, how
shit.
Dense is the
have
population?
Have I already been outside and not smelled anything for a while?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, there's shit in my mouth? Where's the nearest obese person?
If it can overpower the funnel cakes, then someone's shit in my mouth.
That's fair. If there's something that smells good that's overpowered, it's I've been crop dusted.
Mm-hmm.
Now if I'm walking down a sidewalk and there's just one guy that passes me, and within 30 seconds I get clipped with something, I think it's safe to say that bastard fucked me.
Mm-hmm. Outside though, you could like.
Outside is tough.
This outside is tough, so you could have walked past some dog shit.
I feel like it's a distinct scent.
Yeah, there. I think when it comes to that, it might be where our noses are more developed than we think. Like the, on that level, we're dog nose capacity. Being able to tell if that was, there's some like
cook.
Seaweed by the beach over here that's cook. Making it stink. Or this guy just took a shit in the sand like a cat in a cat litter box.
On that same note, is one of the fairest plays in the game. If you've got a fart super bad,
mm-hmm.
you're walking with a nice lady, maybe down the boardwalk, you time it ever so askewly where there's another just heinous looking gentleman walking right past you. You squirt one out and be like, oh my God, did that,
yeah,
guy,
that
smell,
homeless go?
Did
guy
that guy smell like shit?
Jesus
covering
Christ.
Covering up the fact that you just farted could be an Olympic sport of sorts.
Yeah, dude, I've adopted the cough lately.
Doesn't work.
It doesn't fail.
Yeah. No.
It doesn't fail.
I've never seen that.
Now that's
one
contingent
work.
On if anyone around you cares.
No, I'm telling
you.
Where
have you been testing this out in here?
Where's the work? Where have you been workshopping this?
You been test that? You just
if you're doing it over Zoom, sure, but if you're just in a room with us, your coughs don't smell like that.
No, you have to be in a proximity that it's not going to smell. You're just trying to get it out.
So you're just covering up sound in this scenario?
Yeah, the cough does
oh,
cover
just
up the sound.
Is doable.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
Sound, I can make it silent whenever I want.
Yeah. Dude, you hit a little wide leg step?
Yeah. No, because you never know when it's going to whistle out.
No, wide leg step. You do wide leg step and you kind of exhale as you're also doing, like, relax.
Like when a diesel truck fucking, like you go to, and it goes, shh.
Yeah.
The air brakes.
Yeah. The air brakes.
I'd say, yeah, we're pretty advanced on that. I don't think I've ever messed that up. No one's ever, maybe in the scenario where I'm not sure, no one's admitted to it, but I've known.
So what happened to me a couple months ago is a guy thought I did it to him, but I didn't. And I was like, what the fuck? He's like, really? And I was like,
You probably did.
I might have. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I don't think you're confident enough to say that you didn't.
Random guy. Maybe you smell like shit, dude.
How does it make you feel that I hope in this scenario that there was other people around and he picked you?
No, there's no one else around.
Oh, okay, sure.
But it was downtown San Diego. He was in a crowd of
20. It's like, you motherfucker.
He fucking comes over from four people away. He's like, God damn it. Okay, here's a thought. I think everyone should have to go to rehab for like 2 weeks. Not necessarily for like drugs and alcohol, but you should just have to go and like not be on your phone and eat healthy and wake up at the same time. And like for 2 weeks, like maybe like camping, just basically camping.
Do we know what rehab's like?
Garrett?
I've refused.
You refused? Okay. Yeah. I think that's what it's like for most people is refusal.
Because it's got to be, it's kind of like summer camp.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, you go to camp. Everyone should have to go to camp for a week. You unplug.
Yeah.
You know, maybe more of like in a toxic, like you can't, you know, comment on political videos or something. If that's your thing, you know, you got to be away from your thing.
You need, there's got to be like a specified rehab for every person for like their worst habit.
Basically. Yeah. Just like you got to stop. But it's like basically
like 50-year-old moms need to not go on Facebook for a month.
Yeah. You can't, you can't that's walk around and yell at little black kids playing on the street. You know?
Yes.
And maybe they like slowly try to work in something like where after like the first week and you've done so well, then they like for that mom, you know, maybe they like bring in some black kids like playing basketball outside and you just see like, it's, they like,
and they have to, they're not even allowed to like peek through the blinds or anything.
Yeah. 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 You hear them, you hear them and they know that they're black. Like they the say button. Something like, I love Tupac. And then you're like, ah,
like if they press the 9 button as the first button on their phone, they get zapped or something.
They can't even ask, oh, what are you guys doing? Nothing. Yeah, no, yeah, no, yeah. Just like little things.
That like would that. Be good.
Or maybe if you know, you're like a girl who talks shit all the time or something, like you got to just go and have conversations with people for like 2 weeks about just
and
yourself.
Not judge people.
Yeah. Just yourself. You can't say anything mean.
That'd be tough for a long time.
And then they work in exercise, eating.
Well, because they're gonna judge in their mind, but they can't like shoot off and go to someone and be like, oh my god, can you believe she said that?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if you do go and gossip with someone else, then it's like, oh, we'll restart 2 weeks. You got to do it for the 2 weeks straight, and it keeps going.
I think rehab's longer than 2 weeks.
Well, I was just saying everyone should have to go for 2 weeks.
Okay,
what's real rehab. If you're a meth addict, yeah, go
at least
for
2 weeks.
How long is rehab looking like?
I think it's like 2 to 3 months.
Can I get like an icon pass for it?
How long?
I think it's like
to go to all the rehabs. Yeah. All rehabs in the area. How long is rehab?
Break it down for me.
It doesn't really say how long. 36 or 90 days.
36 years?
30, 60, 90 days.
Oh, 30, 60, 90?
36 years. It's a life sentence.
36 years of rehab. You're coming out clean for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely. That's a selling point. You might just have to increase the time.
Oh god, are you whipping those fuckers out?
I'm gonna get it going, dude.
Oh, let's do smelling salts.
I might
salts.
Have to go to rehab for this.
Okay, let's do some smelling salts.
Oh god. They poke the back of my skull.
They've kind of toned down since we first opened it.
You're supposed to add water every time you use them.
No, I don't think so. Maybe. The bottle's not descriptive enough. It just says, get fucked.
Looking at the instructions, it seems like you might need to rehydrate them. Oh, you went in hard.
Yeah, you got to. You got to. Really
you wake went up. In so aggressively. There's a level of pain.
Wake up, dude. Wake up.
Oh.
We should have done this at the start. What have you been doing?
Oh, shit. Welcome back. Motherfucker.
That's as close as I get.
Oh, grow up. Get your nose in there.
Dude, come on, coat your nose.
It's painful.
That's what it's for. It's like jumping in the deep end.
You think that would increase the effectiveness of cocaine?
Like you did a line and then you ripped that?
Yeah.
Right? That would be great, probably.
Like do that to clear you out and then do it?
No, both. I'm thinking you like you do it and then you just
I think you'd have a heart attack.
Yeah, right?
I think you'd die.
That might be a good rehab
technique. I think I got some in my brain.
Yeah, no, it fucking... I had one that was ringing for like 2 full minutes in the back of my head.
That's a good shit.
It's good shit.
Oh, that shit wakes you the fuck up. Fourth quarter type shit.
That's fourth quarter, dude. Yeah. Just fucking wake up, dude. I'm ready. I'm not concussed. I'm up.
Yeah, that's why they're
I'm fucking up and I'm ready to go.
That's why they have it on the sidelines. They're like, you're good. Get in there.
Well, I thought about putting it... You were sleeping and I was mad like we talked about
I took a nap today, yeah.
Yeah.
You and came
I thought,
and checked on
I thought about just like putting it like a foot away... And because you know you'd wake up, right?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
You're unconscious.
Yeah, so I probably would have woke up if you came and fucked with me at all.
Yeah. I might try. That's a good thing.
So my door really doesn't lock at all.
No, I think it might have been locked earlier.
Well, how'd you come in and see I was napping?
Well, you just push it hard enough, you know?
Yeah, that, we learned that last week.
Yeah,
cool, that's cool, a fun cool. little
That's good to know.
That's a good little thing to know.
I might have to get like a chair or something and wedge it up against there. Yeah, that kind of sucks. But I got some for you guys.
Okay, give me some.
Which lie we tell kids would be the best if it was true?
Oh.
Santa Claus.
That's one of them for sure. Oh, you didn't have a list? I thought you were going to have a list.
Oh, oh, I have some. These are a couple of them. Okay. Your dad loves you. Santa, Tooth Fairy, Easter Bunny. Step on a crack, break your mom's back.
Oh, that one would suck. If
it was you could true. Be anything when you grow up.
that's a yeah. really good one.
That'd be good if that was true.
I like the real ones. I was thinking yeah. more fun, whimsical ones. If you get too close to the TV, you go blind.
Or cross-eyed?
Cross-eyed.
Yeah. That's okay, cross-eyed. That would be lit.
Yeah.
Because we'd all be cross-eyed.
Wasn't there one about jerking off, too? If you go, you'll go blind if you jerk off too much.
Yeah, I think jerking off
you if you go blind. Your parents are telling you that?
No, not my parents.
No, mine didn't tell me that.
Oh. Then what fucking teacher told you that?
My parents told me to jerk off.
Honey, I'm making sure you're jerking off in there?
No, that's like a religious
I think religious parents tell their kids that.
Oh.
Yeah, you'll go blind if you jerk off. Or all your family members are watching you. That would be a good one.
Oh, Jesus is watching you.
No, I would just be like, Jesus. Your entire family
yeah.
lineage.
I'm like, yeah, who do you think I'm masturbating to?
Yeah. That would be a good. I hope that one is true.
Yeah. That Jesus is watching you?
Either way, Jesus or your family.
Oh, Jesus knows a lot about me. But anyway,
they just know. They know exactly.
We don't need to get into that
whole,
yeah. whole campus. Wait,
so they know the videos you're typing in by heart now too because yeah. they've seen them.
God's like, hey, he's on to something. What is
this motherfucker cooking?
Oh, I knew I made a good one.
I haven't even seen that one.
Okay, but I guess okay, you could be anything. Let's take that out.
That one's technically not a lie. It's just not realistic.
It is. You can't.
You could.
You're saying what would be the best if it was true? That
yeah,
way,
that but that one's best. Too easy, you know.
But you could technically be anything. But when you're young, I think when you're young, it's fair to say that almost because we don't know.
Yeah,
like,
yeah
it would you be could, fucked up if you said it when they're 18 and you're like, yeah. they're like they turn out to be 5'3".
Well, you don't. You're leaving out the part.
You could be in the NBA. It's like, no.
You're leaving out the part where it's like you could be anything. No one said that you choose. You could just end up being anything.
Oh, you could literally be
you
anything.
You could end up being homeless.
Could be anything. Yeah, because that is technically true. You can be. And you're going to be
yeah,
something.
Yeah, you could be a fucking mer person on mm-hmm. fucking Netflix.
You exactly. could be anything. You could be a mer person. You could okay. be a furry. You could be a retard. You could do whatever you want.
Yeah. You can be retarded. Let's see.
Santa would be the littest.
I'm still not sure that one's not true.
Okay, Santa, Tooth Fairy, Easter Bunny. Which one of those do you think would be the best?
What does the Easter Bunny do for me?
He's a bunny.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying if I was a kid and I wanted one to be true.
I got gifts and shit on Easter Bunny Day. What was that? April 1st?
Little candy and eggs.
No, that's April Fool's. That's April Fool's.
April 5th.
Ish? It's April 20th.
It's not a specified date. It's
no, Easter that's 420.
It's Easter Sunday.
Easter just Sunday. Sunday.
Yeah. 4/5.
That's me. That's my day.
I think it's the third Sunday in April.
The third Sunday?
Okay. Yeah, Easter Bunny, I'm not voting for it. Like, if it's up against those other two, if they said, hey, do you want the Easter Bunny to be real? I'd be like, sure.
But that'd wouldn't. Be kind of fucking hilarious if that was the only thing that was real. Like, the only far-fetched thing that was real.
Yeah, I could get behind that one.
Out of all the things. Like, no,
there is an Easter Bunny.
But the bunny who shits candy is actually real.
Yeah.
And for some reason lays eggs as a rabbit.
What fairy tale?
An egg-laying rabbit is real that shits out candy.
What fairy tale one do we think has the most possibility of being real? Like Jack and the Giant Beanstalk. Or Humpty Dumpty. Maybe Humpty Dumpty.
Humpty Dumpty is real.
That's pretty real.
For him to sit on a wall like that, that's crazy.
Yeah, to balance on that oblong shape.
But he had a great fall. So that is realistic.
Yeah.
Like if you're oblong shaped, you're probably going to fall off the wall for sitting on it too long.
Pinocchio.
A light draft.
Pinocchio is real.
That one's
real.
That's
Epstein, right?
No.
That
personifies.
Yeah. It wasn't Pinocchio himself. It was some character in Pinocchio.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The cricket from Mulan, maybe?
No, you're talking about the dragon. The cricket's from Pinocchio.
No, there's a cricket in Mulan 2, the lucky cricket.
Oh, I don't know.
Nemo's real.
I thought you were talking about Mushu. I thought about Mushu the dragon.
Oh, but there is Mushu too.
Mushu's the
Nemo's homie. Real.
Yes.
Technically.
That's a fish.
On paper.
Yeah.
On paper.
There's a bunch
so
of
what's
them.
Your question then?
My question is which fairy tale would you say is the most likely to be real? Disney isn't fairy tales.
Yeah. Oh, that's not a fairy tale. There's no fairy.
And it's not even Disney, it's Pixar.
Yeah.
Okay. Toy Story.
Toy Story is not a fairy tale either, huh?
Exactly.
Kind of is.
Maybe,
I don't know.
Sleeping Beauty.
That's Disney again.
What the fuck's a fairy tale?
Maybe Sleeping Beauty could be a fairy
tale. I think you can classify that as a modern fairy tale. If we're talking about like classic holiday-based things, though, yeah, that's different.
I'm thinking about like the books you got read, or you maybe didn't. You probably didn't.
I got books.
Read to you?
The Boogeyman?
Boogeyman?
Mr. Oogie Boogie?
Mr. Oogie Woogie?
Wait, did you guys see the picture?
The Boogussie?
The Boogussie?
Oh, yeah.
At Disneyland? Oh, my God. They're like, they got Oogie Boogie out here with his Boogussie flopping out in front of all these kids.
That shit was turned up.
That thing was loud
that
as
That is
fuck.
A perfect flap.
I guarantee you some kids stuck his hand in that
flap. Had to have.
Oh, yeah.
Like some little
No, full footer. Head, like worm, like rabbit ears.
If it spreads out, that's fucked.
Yes. Yeah. that's if he just walks around letting kids touch that, that's fucked.
That's on Snapchat somewhere.
What? Okay, here's one. A genie in a bottle.
Ooh.
If that was real,
I'd like to
take that one.
Is that a fairy tale?
It's a magic lamp and shit.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. It's like a genie or whatever they're called. A djinn.
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 Yeah. So you want three wishes? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Okay.
Speaking of wishes, though, I had a good point made to me. Make a wish, kids.
Oh, God.
why are they not wishing for more wishes? Or do you think any of them ever wish just to be cured for their wish?
That's
like, how many times a day do you think they have to be like, we can't do that, but...
There's no...
Here's John Cena.
Oh, fuck.
Do you think there's a chance?
I think they tell their parents to tell them. Because there's no way some poor employee has to go in there and be like...
No, someone has to do that.
Oh, the parent doesn't tell them.
Yeah, no, because then if you're the parent, you'd probably get selfish as shit. You'd be like, you want to meet Gordon Ramsay, don't you? Like, you're the mom.
But what do you think they... Because, of course they're going to say be cured.
So I'm saying... So
no, that is not how it works.
Every kid gets two wishes for Make-A-Wish then, because the first one they don't get.
Oh, no.
I wonder how that...
We'll grant your second wish.
This is a horrible conversation.
Well, like,
but
does the parent have to tell them, like, honey, you can't wish to be...
They probably have a pamphlet of, like, common wish. Like, John Cena's on the front.
Well, because you got to think that they... Yeah. Like, even...
That's why he gets picked so much. They hand him the booklet.
Well, you got to think, even when they do go to wish for something, they have to have a little bit of a list. You can't be like, I want Leonardo DiCaprio. They're like, well, we don't have $10 million.
I want to say that they don't have to pay the Make-A-Wish. I want to say that Leo's not getting called up and he's like, you got my 10 million.
Yeah, how does it work? Do you have to do like one Make-A-Wish thing per decade or something?
I think they just donate their time.
There's people that are signed up for it.
Everyone's like jury duty for celebrities.
Well, it is called charity. It is called charity work.
You're like, fuck, is it already that time of year again? What's this one got? All
right. Well, because you know a lot of kids are going Leo, right? Like, does he got to do them all?
I don't think they're going. I think it's a lot of Captain Jacks.
I don't think any
Superman,
kids are going Leo.
Batman's. Honestly.
Oh, do they hire impersonators? Because a lot of people are doing Captain Jack Sparrow and
shit.
Yeah,
okay, impersonators probably get a lot of work. You got to know how...
But that's fucked up.
Well, you got to see how fucked up the kid is from his disease. If he's not that coherent already, you could get any... I'll go.
Where is she?
Oh,
hey, buddy.
That is an interesting fucking angle.
Like,
though.
I'm just saying, if I was the Make-A-Wish people and one of them was like, I wish for something. Like, oh, I wish for three wishes. They're like, all right, fine. Or they're like, no, bitch.
I don't know if they present it like a genie in a bottle scenario.
Well, you get a wish.
Make a wish.
Make a wish.
Foundation.
When you wish upon a star.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be
you
the one.
You won't have cancer anymore.
Oh my God. Holy fuck.
Fuck it. Let's
you're
go.
You're done. Let's go.
Just kidding. Here's Hawkeye.
Holy fucking shit.
We got wow. you the girl one.
It did get hotter in here.
Yeah, it's a little warmer.
Okay.
Should we go into the spin zone?
Oh, fuck. I forgot about the fucking spin zone.
Yeah, this is as demonic. We got to get demony for the spin zone, so we might as well keep this energy
okay,
going.
Yeah, let's keep the demon energy.
I had to delete one of mine. It was so bad.
All right. What do you got? Let's start off. Spin zone.
We need to explain it better.
Oh, then just calling it spin zone?
Yeah.
Spin zone is anything really good. Basically,
you're a really cunty friend in your friend group, and if they have really something bad happen to them, you try and make it, you're trying to be a nice friend and make it sound good. But if they have something good happen to them, you're kind of a little bitch and you're like, ah, it's not that good.
Yeah. Or basically, we're just going to, we're going to sell you on why something really good is really bad, or yes, why something really bad is really good.
That's good.
Okay.
What do you got, Morg?
What do I got?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm laying in bed with my best friend, one of you presumably, and I absolutely blast ass and it smells like vomit. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Why would it smell like vomit? There's worse smells than that. I've smelled them from your ass.
Dude, come on. It's not that bad. You like it.
Oh, you're going to do your own spin zone. I thought we were just going to give the scenario and we all come up with a spin zone.
Oh.
Oh. Well, that's fun.
Yeah. I like that, though. That's good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Eat your breakfast.
Yeah. I was hungry. Thank you.
Yeah. I thought, yeah. So you're coming spin into my zone world. I'm making the whole thing for you.
Okay.
I'm
giving
you the whole scenario. I did it the same way you did.
Okay. I made some up. So no scenarios for us to debate.
I think they'll be fun either way, but I did it the same way he did it.
Okay. Okay. This is one for you.
Wait, I wasn't over.
Oh, yeah. Oh, keep going.
Yeah. This is what hangovers are for. See, you kind of like it. I told you.
That's a good thing now. That's a good one. Gary, can I see yours? Mine died.
Either.
Okay, this is a spin zone. I'm just gonna ask you guys for help here.
Okay.
I'm the guy who has this problem. And I'm like, dude.
Okay, we're gonna make it.
Yeah, I'm like, bro, you're not gonna believe this. Last night, brought this chick back to my place. Couldn't get it up to save my life.
Mm. Was it your guys' first date? Because that would have been out of pocket anyway. You never want to hook up on the first date.
You're probably just trying to be too nice of a guy. You're such a nice guy.
She was probably a dude.
Yeah,
and that's why I couldn't get it up.
Yeah,
yeah, you knew.
Yeah,
without even getting the pants down.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you probably wanted a second date because you liked her so much. You were nervous.
Okay,
that's why you couldn't get it up.
Maybe that's your radar, dude. Maybe you're not going to like her in the future.
Maybe it's because she wasn't a dude.
Ooh, that's a different school of thought.
I'm gay.
Okay.
The silver lining there is I'm just gay. I couldn't get up for a girl if it was that. That's how I know.
You could be.
That's a silver lining.
It'd also be maybe
you knew deep down you really didn't like her that much.
Okay. Yeah.
And your dick doesn't want to play games like that anymore.
She sucked. The sex was going to be bad.
Yeah. And you like personality more anyway.
Yeah. I'm a big personality guy.
Well, and you could have your opinion of her personality jaded by preemptive sex.
And who cares that I haven't gotten laid in months?
Who cares?
I'd rather wait longer.
Yeah, also, who throws a better beat than you?
There we go. See, how was the beat? That's driven the question.
You're probably also going to come too quick.
It was going to be over in seconds anyway.
Yeah. That's an underlying issue.
If you think about it, you saved yourself there.
Thanks, guys.
There might even be more to that.
There might be more.
Okay, Garrett.
Okay, so I'm going to sell you on why getting blowjobs are bad.
Okay, I like that.
Very degrading to the woman. You have a
kind of icky.
Yeah, right? Very
degrading. All over
you don't get to kiss them while they're doing it.
Oh, yeah, you can't even kiss them after.
Potential for dirty knees or getting holes in their pants.
Oh, that's true. You don't want to mess up their clothes. They love their clothes.
Right? Huge choking hazard. Multiple fronts. Mm-hmm. You've got the liquid. You've got the liquid and the solid.
Mm-hmm.
High chance of neck strain for the young lady.
Okay, you don't have to give a massage after.
Yep.
And it's more work for you. You didn't even get a relaxing time out of this.
Their teeth could get stuck in the condom. In parentheses, if you're not using a condom, just ew.
Yeah. I don't like spit on me.
No.
All the time.
Absolutely.
In parentheses. Plus now I have to rebuild my sperm count back up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then how are you going to impregnate them if they already swallowed it?
Yeah.
Can't get them pregnant.
Okay. I like
blowjobs suck. Spin zone.
Blowjobs do suck.
Okay. More?
Okay. I'm your best friend, and I'm hospitalized with two broken arms.
Good.
Bro, how long have we been best friends for? 10 years? Think of it as a medical procedure. It's not even that gay, dude. We'll just close the curtain and you can reach in and only take 30 seconds max.
I didn't get where this was going.
Come on,
I got it in as soon as you said broken arms.
Come on, dude. I'd do it for you.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Think of it as your make-a-wish.
Exactly.
It's your make-a-wish.
I'd do it for you.
And I would do it for you.
Yeah,
exactly. That's an easy one. I like that. Yeah. Okay. This is one. This is you're going to have to spin this to your girlfriend here.
Okay.
Hey, why did you like that InstaThoughts picture?
We've been friends since high school.
Wait, I'm trying to spin this.
Your girlfriend comes to you and says, hey, I saw that you liked that Victoria's Secret model's picture. hacked on Instagram.
Hacked. we went to high school together.
But I don't understand why you liked it though.
Supporting her.
It was a collage, babe. I thought the first one was you. I didn't see the ad.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. I thought it was you.
Babe,
that's
I thought nice. It was you.
Supporting. I think any beautiful woman is you.
Yeah.
And I'll fuck them.
Supporting her passion. Her dream.
Okay.
Oh, do that for any friend of mine.
I would do that for
any longtime friend.
Yeah. It's my friend's girl. She's trying to build a page.
My friend DM'd her and he didn't get replied to, so I'm trying to get her attention.
I'm trying to DM her for my boy.
Okay, yeah, that's good. That's good. I'm trying to get her to follow me so she'll follow my boy.
Yeah. As soon as she follows me back. I'm trying
to get her to follow me so
she follows me back, I'll send her my boy's profile.
I just DM'd her after to make sure that she got the like.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all it was. And her account seemed, I actually looked through all of her pictures. And I noticed that was kind of the lowest liked amount. So I just wanted to be.
So that's why it was 3 months ago.
She knows me as liking her pictures before we started dating. So I don't want to be like weird now that we're dating.
Oh, that's a good one.
I don't want to make it weird.
Yeah.
Now that we are dating.
Yeah. You know? She messaged me last time that I didn't like her picture. Yeah. So then I had to do it. So just so she doesn't message me. I don't want her to message me.
Yeah, but I have to.
She's going to be in my DMs if I don't do it.
I'm nipping in the butt, essentially. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm telling her no. Okay, I like that one.
All right, I'm going to sell you on why dating an LA influencer is actually the best type of girl you can date. Okay?
I like that.
Who doesn't want a digital record of all their meals, right? You spend all this money. Nothing wrong with a few pics, okay?
Someone asked you what you had to eat last night.
Can't remember for the life of you? Show them.
Go look it up.
Go look at my girl's Instagram. Mm-hmm. It's right there.
Oh, okay, okay.
Okay? Who needs real friends? Good friends should be gauged on followers anyway.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just became more liked.
Yeah, exactly.
By having this girl in your life because she has a bunch of followers.
100%. Constantly having guys hit your girl up in the DMs is hot. You want a desirable woman. You want it's someone. Hot. You want someone who is wanted, right?
It's going to keep you on your toes.
You got to stay on your toes.
Like, do you want a stale, boring relationship?
If Kyrie Irving's in the DMs, I better get my game up.
Yeah,
I'm at the court daily.
Yeah, fucking flowers.
You're
daily.
Challenging yourself. It's how good can I be?
Yeah.
How competitive am I really?
I want to make sure that I'm playing with the best.
Dude. Yeah.
Okay. Exactly. I don't want an easy Super Bowl.
Can I compete with 1,000 TMs a day?
Yeah, exactly. Keeps you on your toes. The best part of having an influencer girlfriend is when they have a moment of realization. They want to move on from the sugar daddy and become an independent woman and start an OnlyFans.
That's really good. That's really good. I like that. There's probably more with that one.
There's got to be more.
There is.
There's, getting to take a lot of pictures for her.
Yes.
Like working on your photography skills. You're going to be a great photographer by the end of it.
Yeah. I'm going to have lighting.
Put it on your resume. Use the dates.
It's the hottest commodity right now, actually, if you think about it. I could be an OnlyFans photographer after this. If this doesn't work, then I'm in.
Yeah.
Boom.
I'm in all over
New
the
career
place.
Path.
You also get the advantage of knowing how many people are just trying to hit on her versus how many pictures generally like her pictures based on if she ever posts you in one. And you can see how much less that like.
Oh yeah, that's my
fun.
Favorite.
That's fun. That's really good for yourself.
Yeah, you usually get like 5,000 and then you're in it and it's like 40.
Like seven likes.
And you're just like, ooh. Where's the sleigh bitch at?
Where's that at now?
Where are all the fire emojis?
Even the girls stop commenting on this one. Jesus Christ.
That is my favorite part about that scenario.
Yeah, right?
Like, yeah.
I love seeing that. You see just the one picture of them with their boyfriend on like New Year's.
And the likes are hidden.
The comments are hidden.
Turned off.
Yeah, that shit's getting fucking low engagement.
It's just a bunch of comments. Who the fuck is that?
That's good stuff.
I think it's you, Morgan. Spin zone.
You're now entering the spin zone. I think that's all I got for that one.
That's all you got?
Yeah.
Oh, I got a bunch more. Okay, this is one. The pregnancy test comes back negative, but your girl's almost like kind of more excited than you are.
So are we making this bad?
I'm saying that this would normally be good, but I feel like in this situation, it's bad.
If they're like, fuck yeah, thank God.
Like, you're like, oh, good. And they're like, whoa.
That would have been the worst.
I almost had a fucking child with this idiot.
Or, no, that's over, bro. You're fucked.
Or another spin zone, you're infertile.
Ooh.
It's not even you guys missed a pregnancy scare there. Yeah. You just couldn't ever happen.
Cream pie season.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But spin zone, cream pie season.
I don't know a way to make this good or worse.
Oh,
No, if she's more excited than you about the
that's,
monster,
that's what I'm saying. That's
sweating a little bit.
Yeah,
that's a huge.
She's like, "Let's go."
Yeah,
it's starts over.
Boozing, I think, immediately.
Yeah, like you say something like, "Oh, it wouldn't have been that bad," and she's like, "Corny, that would have. Oh, we would have had to get married."
Yeah. Holy shit!
Ooh, thank God, babe. That would have been.
Imagine
the worst.
Being stuck together forever, bounded by this little meat missile.
Meat missile. Here's another one. You take a chick home to her house, and she has just a mattress on the ground, no furniture, no art, no candles, fridge is bare, she's got eggs, protein.
Okay.
Like hot sauce.
Dude, she's one of the bros. Yeah. Lock her down, yeah. Ace.
She's got the same minimalist taste as us.
Environmentally conscious.
She's got minimal taste.
She's environmentally conscious. She's not trying to...
Bro, she fits right in.
Yeah.
What do you mean? You guys have the same lifestyle. This girl is perfect.
She's going to think...
What's her workout plan?
She's going to think Chili's is Ruth's
chest and try.
Yeah, she's probably got everything figured out. This girl is perfect.
Taking her to Chili's like taking her to Ruth's Chris, baby. Let's go.
She's probably got an Xbox. What games does she play?
Yeah. She's got an Xbox. Yeah. She's got an Xbox, Call of Duty only.
Yeah, she's one of the dudes. No, that might be a dude, brother. That might be a dude, brother.
You might have taken home a dude.
No, there's no spin zone there. That was a dude.
Okay, here's another one. You get married to the love of your life.
Boo.
Okay. You just lost half your shit. Eventually.
Okay.
You statistically just tied yourself to the person who's most likely to kill you.
Okay.
You're unhappy.
We're making it good?
No, we're making it bad.
Oh, you're already pre-spinning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You just got married to the love of your life. Here's why it's horrible.
Yeah, here's why it's horrible. Yeah,
okay, yeah.
Here's
no, those are all
horrible?
Accurate as fuck. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, those all track. No, he already gave us the horrible.
She's already annoying.
Oh. She's not a dude.
Yeah. You now have to spend every Sunday at Apple picking. Okay.
She just cancels your NFL Plus subscription.
Oh, here's another one. Spin zone this one. Someone who started something way later than you is already way better than you at it.
You're such a good mentor.
Right?
Yeah.
He's the best of all time.
I'm just a really good teacher.
You're just really...
I'm a better teacher than
you. You fostered that passion, and look at him go.
No, he's going to be the Michael Jordan of whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was just meant to be. He was chosen by God.
Yeah.
God,
you're going to offer to be his manager.
Yeah. I'm going to manage him. This is perfect.
I'm going to manage him. Okay. This is perfect.
I like that.
Oh. Gary fucking light us out.
Well,
put out the fucking light.
Put
dude.
Out the fucking.
That thing. One was questionable on all fronts. if for whatever reason that episode ends up being trimmed out of 30 minutes.
I have no reason to cut that one down.
No, I'm kidding. That was a good one.
I think we start that one at Make a Wish Kids, transition into morgue debates, and end with the start.
Yeah, let's start with Make a Wish.
Well, I wish that doesn't get out to too many people.
I hope it does, because this is a comedy show.
Look, also, okay, let's. Oh, you want me to smooth it over, make it sound good at the end? Here you go. I will volunteer for any Make a Wish. Any kid, I'll do it.
See, that's the thing, is it, they wouldn't want that.
Well, no, I'm saying, but in the scenario where I have to dress up as somebody else.
Okay.
I'll fuck it. I'll Captain.
There is a chance.
I'll Captain Jack my ass off. Ahoy.
You do the arms well.
Yeah.
You do the run good, too.
There is a chance there is a make a wish kid. It's like 100,000 overall.
I think our whole fan base is about to probably decease. That's the only reason they're listening to this, because
they're on their deathbed. Because our hearts are all black.
Yeah, they're stuck in a... fucking hospice home, and this is all they play.
All our listeners are at a fucking hospice home. I like this episode.
Yeah, this is but, a good one. We're back.
Yeah, next week is 64, and we're getting fucking spooky as shit.
Yeah, spooky.
This is the hell. That will be the definitive.
Yeah, yeah. Send in your spooks.
Yeah.
Send in your seasons. Send in your ghosts, ghouls, goblins.
Your go-to goblins and ghouls.
Yeah.
Anything, let's just ghoul out.
Whatever you're scared of, let us know, and we'll
make it worse.
Should we send in your tricks, send in your treats?
Please.
Yeah.
And we'll see you next week.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Sling meat.